Welcome to the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. I am Allison Katzkowski, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in to check out exactly what we're talking about. Self-care means so many things to people. It's one of the reasons I decided to start this show. And you'll hear self-care discussed from a number of different angles in this space. I am grateful to have you with me, and I hope you get a lot out of what I'm going to share with you today.
Hey, everybody, it's Allison Katzkowski. Thanks for joining me again today for another edition of the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care podcast. This is our Tuesday flagship show. Super excited to be here with you today. And you know that we bring you all of the very best in health, fitness, wellness, mindset, self-care, travel, leisure, all of it. And today, we're actually going to talk a little bit about finances. It's a brand new year. It's 2026. So maybe this is something that's kind of top of mind for you. We've interviewed lots of people in the financial space here because I don't know that you can really talk about really good self-care for you without addressing that piece at least. But my guest today and I are going to have a very different conversation. My guest today is Brandon Neely. He and his wife, Amanda, are licensed financial advisors. They own a business called Live Counterflow. And let me explain what I mean by that. We're going to get into that a little bit in our conversation, but what we're really going to talk about is more of a mentality that so many people have around managing finances and managing their investments and the ways they choose to handle it in terms of the day-to-day behaviors. And we're going to speak a little bit about that. This is an area of expertise for Brandon, and it's just going to be a really interesting, different kind of conversation than what you've normally heard from me in the past when I've had a financial guest on. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks, Allison. I'm looking forward to it. As yeah, I was listening to your show, I just was like, oh man, this is like resonates so much with what we do in our heart. So
totally.
I'm excited to
100%. Yeah.
100%. Share some wisdom if I have it.
So you're also a published author, and your book is called Five Smooth Stones. Is that right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So we'll talk a little bit about that in just a bit. But first, I would love for you to tell my audience just a little bit about you and what you do. I've sort of like laid the groundwork, but I think you can probably explain it better than I can.
Yeah. First off, I'm a parent. I have a 7-year-old. That's number one, and husband. Also a caretaker of my mother-in-law and whoever else shows up at my house. And that's the first and foremost. And then my wife and I are business owners. We don't just help business owners. We've been in a lot of business owners' shoes. We used to own a coffee shop prior to my son being born. And that led us out of, when my wife was pregnant, led us out of the coffee shop world because it's kind of illegal to have a baby behind the bar.
Right.
And into the financial industry, which I did not know was very opinionated. And literally the financial industry is built to keep us in a state of chaos. I think in a lot of ways.
Yeah. And I'm glad that you bring that up because I think it's obviously finances, it's a very charged subject for a lot of people. You know, people have a lot of tricky thoughts around finances and money and how to manage it and all of that. And a lot of that, you know, the world that we live in doesn't help as far as that goes.
Yeah.
So I guess let's just start there. What are some of the things that you hear from people when they come to you around this angle? Not like, hey, I need help with my money, but like, what else are you hearing from that?
Yeah, I think I see and hear a lot of different opinions. The enemy is Wall Street. The enemy is our president. The enemy is the Fed. The enemy is this, right? And we don't internalize or look inside, right? We'll always blame somebody else, right? And if you talk to somebody who's licensed in life and health insurance, they'll say Wall Street is bad and other side or business owners or, you know, whatever. And we, I think, need to have agency. So I've heard all kinds of things. Buy term, invest the rest. You know, Dave Ramsey is amazing. And then he's not, you know, from other people.
Yeah.
And what I've learned is a lot of times people haven't asked their own self, including their spouses, what are my goals? What do I want to accomplish? How do I want to get there? Don't just go to a financial professional, financial advisor and say, here's your goals. And then they put you into stocks, bonds, mutual funds. And they did the goal thing, but they didn't really listen to them as a 30-year-old, right? Having those goals, right?
Yeah.
You know, and so I hear all kinds of weird
things nowadays. I bet. Yeah. And a lot of that, I think, is just, you know, how we're brought up, the, you know, what we've been taught to believe, you know, what we listen to, who we surround ourselves with. You know, a lot of people, I think, borrow beliefs around money from, like, mm-hmm. their childhood, from the way they see people around them behave. And, you know, while that's completely normal, that's not 100% absolute. That can be changed just like anything else.
Yeah. Well, and even as when we left the coffee shop, it was Overflow was the coffee shop name. And we were like, maybe we'll go into this thing called, we didn't know that people had opinions about this thing called infinite banking that we do. We just knew it helped us, right? And so the reason it helped us is because our biggest risk was us, our biggest investment was us. And so we learned about this idea and started our own policies. Now, crazy story, what happened was we were working, doing the business owner deal, and we took a day off or afternoon off to go to the gym because, you know, you need to take care of yourself. And we had those habits, right? We tried to make sure we were maintaining the habits, paying ourselves first, like profit first, and going to the gym, doing the little things. But then they were working on the roof. So there was no roof in our business because we were in a community center. We didn't have control over that. And it rained. And, you know, if you ever had you're in North Carolina, hurricane, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. That happened to just my business. And then my staff calls me and says, hey, you know, you need to come in. The store is kind of falling apart. And we're like, yeah, you're joking. And then we come in and it's flooded. I didn't know that my wife was pregnant at the time. And so we actually accessed our cash value and our policies to overcome the flood. Now, Dave Ramsey might have said, well, put all your money into 401ks, do all this or market stuff, or I'm a business owner. I needed to have liquidity and access, not liquid like that, but access to capital money.
Yeah.
And so I was able to overcome that flood, not knowing my wife was pregnant at the time either, and sell the business and then move into this. Now, my second business, when we changed it, we called it Grandma's Wealth Wisdom. And the tagline was, sometimes intelligence skips a generation. We were a nation of savers. Then Wall Street came in and said, hey, you know what? You don't need to save. How about we'll take care of that? We'll put it in the market. Yeah. We'll do this. And now we look in our world now and we say, wait, did we just get scammed?
Yeah.
Like over 40 years? Like,
You look at how all the conflicting messages that you get about, like, this is the right way to do it. And, like, if you're trying to grow a business, it's like there's a lot of conversation around, you know, how do you best leverage that? You know, there's lots of ways to talk about that.
Well, and I go back to principles. So our book is Five Smooth Stones. And when I do a full financial analysis, I go through the principles, right? One of the principles that we live by is the 10-10-10 savings rule, right? 10% is long-term, 10% short-term, and 10% medium-term. Savings, not investing. Well, we're taught to just spend everything, right? And we have other principles. We call it, in our book, moving from chaos, which is confusion, haphazard, anxious, overwhelming, and stressful, chaos, the tax code, right? To still. And it's comes from the Bible, be still and know, right? But it was setting your sights, tracking your in and out, inspecting your progress, looking for micro adjustments and living deliberately. So it's the same principles as, and I think you guys, you talk about fitness, right? If you don't go to the gym and you eat Ho-Hos all day long, you're going to be fat, right?
Yeah.
How is that any different than how we do our finances? And if we budget time, we budget exercise, we budget family time, that's how I live and I do my finances. That's why I love Profit First. Mm-hmm. But it's reverse architecting. And I have the big rocks that I put in first. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So I go to the gym. I have date night. Mm-hmm. I do family things. Those are still what I value.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
And then we go and say, well, okay, what products, mm-hmm. not leading with products, but leading with principles, mm-hmm. that will then help me do what I need to do. help me be the best version of me. Because as you know, in fitness, there's different ways to get to optimal health.
Yeah, totally. 100%. So then as far as, I know you and I were talking about this before we hit record. Last question before we move on is this feeling of unrest that so many people have around money. It's like, you know, in managing finances and whatever. And it's something that you said to me before we jumped on was they just defer to somebody else to make that decision. It's like, I'm just not going to do that. So I'm going to get someone else to handle it. What's that about?
So it's been designed, right? Since the 70s and 80s. Mm-hmm. And we used to have agency. We would save, right? The reason we saved is because that was our biggest thing. Like I look at, what was that movie? It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And his asset was his life insurance. Mm-hmm. They were principled people. The villain was the bank, right? And so I've learned, like, don't do what the banks tell you to do, do what the banks do, and understanding how those things interplay. Now, over time, we were like, oh, well, 401k. It was a pension. Then it became a 401k. Mm-hmm. It became, well, no, you need to do that because it'll save on taxes. Mm-hmm. Well, did it? Does it really save on taxes? And I look at the baby boomer generation and say, how'd that work out for them?
Yeah.
Because the market is high.
Yeah.
But is it, are we healthy?
I think there's obviously, like, depending on who you talk to, if you talk to 10 people, you might get 10 different interpretations of that.
Yeah.
Right. What do you normally say to somebody then initially when that's kind of how they present, you know, because this is the work you do. It's like, you know, what's the first step that you tell someone?
I would go back and ask, what are your goals? What do you want? Mm-hmm. Right. And not what somebody told you what you want, or you abdicate it and say, well, I'm going to just get this big rate of return and I put into the market, right? The market is built off of greed and fear. You can go on CNN Money and see greed and fear. Uh-huh. And you wonder why people are jacked up is because we literally are told, don't worry about it. It'll bounce back. Yeah. They didn't mean it.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, if that was a relationship, you'd been told to get out of the marriage.
Well, and it's, my husband calls it legalized gambling as the market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, to some degree, that's true, you know?
And for me, you know, my wife is, you know, she can do that stuff. I am not licensed in the AUM side, assets under management side, but I also am like, that's the tip of the financial pyramid. Mm-hmm. The problem is we're told risk is, and investment or savings and investment are the same thing, right? And it's been deroding from us, right? And we were told there's no incentive to save, right?
Yeah.
So if we need to build a good foundation, right? My biggest risk and my biggest investment is me.
Yeah.
My business.
Yeah.
I can do a bigger rate of return in what I'm doing with my business than Tesla stock.
Yeah, that's true. Self-fund, in other words.
Yeah. And so I do that, and then I just happen to use my life insurance to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I used it to buy my office and all that.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying you should do this or not. I'm saying first you have to have the principles, and you have to understand the flow, and that's why it's the counterflow is understanding your flow first, and we need to understand who we are.
Yeah.
Because what works for...
So by understanding the flow, you're getting clear on like the things that are most important to you and like how you operate and all of that. And then you make better decisions when those pieces are in place. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Because I think about this as if we understand ourselves, there's so many ways to make money. You'll get scammed or called or
100%. Well, you can go drive Uber. You can sell stuff. There's like a million... There's really never been a better time today. If you needed to go make money, then you can make money. Truly.
Yeah. The challenge is everybody's selling you ideas on how to make money.
Yeah.
Right?
I know.
There's thousands of those. And so the question has to be asked is, okay, who am I? And can I filter these things out because I know who I am? Mm-hmm. That's why we created our financial nervous system tool.
To know what
is going to work because there's so many ways to make money on real estate, right?
Yeah.
But then I think in the end, again, I said, don't do what the banks tell you to do, do what the banks do.
Yeah.
The banks are making money either which way, whether it's totally. A high market or a low market. Yeah. They've rigged the system.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it's a lot like, I mean, and I hate to use the example again, but it's a lot like Vegas and gambling. The mm-hmm. house always makes money.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
100%.
Yeah.
And people are starting to see that. And alternative ways of thinking are there. That's why infinite banking is now okay to talk about, where 10 years ago it wasn't as much.
Yeah, it was sort of considered like, ooh, you can't do that or whatever.
No.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. And when people say that, I'm like, oh, well, I kind of did. I've done it multiple times. And again, I'm in the percentage world. Am I there yet?
Yeah.
No, I'm still moving in the direction of growth.
So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product, and it's called Celevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Celevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Celevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day. And what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Celevate.com, which is CELLEV8.com. And use my special promo code, the AllisonK2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this.
And I don't think we ever arrive, as Nelson Nash, the founder of Infinite Banking, mm-hmm. he says that if you have arrival syndrome, you've lost. And so it's always a movement. Same with exercise, same with health, right? We're always making micro adjustments. Mm-hmm. Right, to get better. But most of the time, and this is what happens in fitness and finance, is we don't show up.
Yeah.
And we just say, I'm going to make a goal in January. Yeah. And they don't go to the gym.
Yeah. Well, this happens all the time. And when I worked in the health club industry, when I was in fitness full time, we would see this every year. People would show up in January. They'd be ready. I'm going to get in shape this year. This is the year. And then we get to like the first, second week of February, and they quit because they run into an obstacle and they haven't built their identity around like making this like part of who they are, which is what it takes to make something like that stick.
Yep. And I would say that's where, what is that, National Quitters Day that happened a couple days ago?
Yeah.
I'm like, what the heck is that?
Tell us then a little bit about the financial nervous system blueprint that you offer your clients. Tell us a little bit about what that looks like.
Yeah. So there's a couple things. The main thing I think about is, first, people need to realize they need a coach, right? Or something. They have to take on their own ownership of their own life. Mm-hmm. As they work with us, I'm not going to just say, oh yeah, you go ahead. You just give me all your money and I'll do it for you. No, you need to take responsibility. And so what I look at is when we go, if you go to Live Counterflow, you can see a Find Your Flow quiz. It's like a little quiz. It's 10 questions. And I could figure out, based off of this, are you a captain, which you probably are, because you run a podcast, right? That's, I bet you. Are you a deckhand, meaning somebody that helps usually? A pirate, they're kind of all over. And then there's overboards. Overboards are there.
It's funny because I consider myself a captain, but where I went to school, our mascot was the Pirates. So I call myself a pirate a lot too. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. My wife calls me a pirate too.
Yeah.
But
as an entrepreneur, you have to have a little bit of that in you, you know?
Yeah.
So,
and that's just an entry of a little taste of your flow type, right? And sometimes you might be a captain in one area of your life and a overboard in some another area, right? Okay. I mean, I think about that in fitness, maybe.
Yeah.
That they're like, yeah, they got it down, but they're 300 pounds in another thing. And you're like, they're definitely the captain here, but not in that area.
Yeah.
And so this is more on the financial side. And then we've created a financial nervous system, which is a deeper dive of what's your financial archetype.
Okay.
And if you understand that, and you can use maybe chat or AI to help you move forward, then you figure out what's the products or the tools.
Yeah. So the nervous system blueprint that you do kind of helps people find their flow, because you identify like, okay, this is how you operate. It's a little bit, the analogy that's coming to my mind is like the Clifton strengths, like understanding like what you do really well and what your weaknesses are. And sometimes when we understand that, it's a little bit, oh, that's why I make decisions like that. And that's why this is like that, that kind of thing. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And with that financial nervous system, I had a married couple take it and they're like, oh, this is why we have arguments all the time.
Yeah.
Because they are speaking two different languages. Right?
Yeah.
Even though we have certain ideas about we heard Dave Ramsey or this or that, we still have our backgrounds and our inner personality. So then again, it's not just saying, okay, I'm going to listen to Wall Street and just follow one path. Everybody's path is unique. And so then we build maybe the tools, maybe it's an annuity, maybe it's a whole life policy, maybe it's some assets under management, but oftentimes it's the principles, profit first, making sure you're paying yourself. Even in running a business, how do I do payroll?
Yeah.
How do I make sure that I'm having a healthy business, right? And we're, again, taught all kinds of things.
Yeah.
By an Escalade, so then you can lower your taxes this year.
Yeah.
I'm like, does that really help?
Yeah, I hear you. Okay. So then for the people listening who maybe are wondering like where they can start with this, like I always like my listeners to have at least a nugget they can walk away with and start implementing in their day-to-day life. Like where, give us some tips or easy pieces of advice or something where people can begin with doing this work.
Yeah, I say the main thing I think about is turn off everything and
disconnect. Yeah.
And I call it Renaissance time, or use the acronym still that we have: set your sights, track, inspect, look for 1% or micro adjustments, and live deliberately.
Mm-hmm.
And unload that. Mm-hmm. Like you with your own thoughts. What do I want? Right. That doesn't have any cost to do that. It could change your life too.
Yeah.
But the more you do that, and you make that a habit, because there's noise everywhere. I mean, we are inundated with
all the time. Marketing messages constantly, right?
Yeah. And not to mention all the chaos in the world that we're like, oh man, no wonder people are jacked up.
Mm-hmm.
And so turn it all off and stop. Mm-hmm. And then find people that can help you. Like for us, we have the Live Counterflow. Mm-hmm. Take the little quiz. It's 10 questions. I mean, seriously, it's pretty. And it might give you a little inkling of your strengths and weaknesses. And then if you want, there's the financial nervous system tool that's costs money a little bit, not very expensive. But look within, don't look without.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I want people to know is like.
Yeah. So understand that it starts with you. Like look at what's in you and get that aligned. Right. And then some of these decisions and processes are easier. Right.
Yeah. And I live in the percentage world. It all equals 100, right? But I reverse engineer how I pay, how I do everything, how I save, right? And I'm a person of faith, so I tithe, but I reverse engineer everything.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I have all kinds of money.
Well, right? I think a big problem today, to your point, is that we're so reactive to things, you know, rather than to use the word that you said, which is reverse engineer. So what does that actually mean? That means let's go back and let's retrace our steps and see where all this actually starts, or see when we can make the biggest, you know, the biggest difference. Sometimes it's just changing one thing. It's like adjusting a dial, right? And then the process turns out different.
Well, and you think about, like, we are told, go buy a car. It's all right. Don't worry about it. And I've run numbers. Do you know where everybody's retirement is? It's on the freeway.
Yeah.
Or
I believe
it's in Wall Street, and they're like, oh yeah, or credit cards. I deserve to go to Disneyland because, you know, whatever. And I'm like, wait, that's 27% interest.
Yeah.
You're putting in your 401k at six.
Yeah.
The math doesn't add. But if we reverse engineer and we build those buffers, right? So, because things happen, floods happen.
Right.
Emergencies happen.
Right.
Floods. I've been through many hurricanes.
Yeah. We have two.
I think I've been through four, I think, or five. I don't know. That's why I live in Ohio now. However, I would say even in Ohio, my basement flooded from a hurricane. I'm like, I live in Ohio. How in the world? But I had the buffer to be able to overcome that stupid one.
Yeah. Okay.
This is why I don't own real estate. I'm the banker for somebody else.
Yeah.
I've had too many floods to.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm off topic, but.
No, it's okay. That's okay. It's a good analogy. It's like I know what you're doing with that. You're trying to like give people an example of what this might could look like. A lot of people's brains function better with that. So last question, like any parting words, like what's your last piece of advice to people?
Yeah. In the world, I think the biggest thing is that Renaissance time, and really ask if you're married or not, ask each other, what are your goals? What do you want to accomplish?
Yeah.
What do you want in life? And then start doing that, because we're in a world of chaos right now, and the banks, again, win either way. And do we really need that house? I remember my aunt sent me a message, and she's like, you get to do all these fun trips that, and I've done. You can see the backgrounds of some of the pictures.
Yeah.
And it must be nice, she said. I was like, well, I made the priority. I don't live in a big house. Most people's even on why they're broke is because they're living in a house that they can't afford.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we do a lot of travel here because we do a lot of retreats. So I'm all of that example resonates with me because it's you build a business to fit your life, you know, and you want to build your life according to what's important to you, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's, if you don't have those conversations with yourself now, what's important to you is different than me. I have a 7-year-old.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Some of my goals is I want them to visit the continents, all six of them or seven of them. One of them is off the table, but you know.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you know, that's what I want to do, and so I reverse architect
I got it, got you.
Part of marriage, why we make sure that we do marriage and date night, is because of if we always work, but we don't take care of our relationships, that's one of my most important, then we're going to have problems.
And
we budget that.
Okay. Yeah. I love that. I love that. So such a good conversation. How can people connect with you?
Yeah. Allison, thanks for having me for sure. If you go to Live Counterflow, livecounterflow.com, you can find me there and do that little quiz. Amanda's on Substack at Live Counterflow if you like to read.
Okay.
And I've been doing TikTok videos of all things. So I'm like,
oh wow. Mm-hmm. TikTok that's one of the channels. We're not on TikTok. We don't use that. So,
well, we did have a podcast. We still, our old business was Wealth Wisdom Financial. We have not been doing that podcast, or we stopped it at the end of the year. But you can find me if you look up Brandon Neely, you'll find me everywhere. But do the little quiz. That's what I would say everybody should do.
Yeah. Okay. Do the quiz. Outstanding. Okay. Thanks so much for making time to talk with me today. I really appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks, Allison.
Yeah,
and for the
course.
Work you're doing. It's,
yeah, it's, thank you.
Helping people is hard sometimes.
Yeah, it is, but it's a labor of love for me. It goes back to my health and fitness roots, where it's like I love helping people live a higher quality of life. That's really what it's all about. So, but thanks again for making time to talk with us today. So folks out there listening, there's a whole lot of golden nuggets in this episode. So if if, you know, managing your finances or money or any of that just brings up all, you know, any kind of charged emotion for you, look, I get it. It's totally normal. We've all been there. This is a conversation you probably want to go back and listen to a couple of times. And on that note, if you know someone in your world who you think could benefit from listening to this, please feel free to copy the link and send it to them as a free gift from me. Or you can come over to my site, www.theallisonk.com. That's Allison with one L, theallisonk.com, and send me a message. And we'll be happy to send this episode to whomever it is that you feel like you need to hear it for you. You just can write to us and let us know, and we'll take care of it for you. Thanks, as always, for all your support, for always listening to us. This year, we will have been on the air 7 years in August. It's like hard to believe, but I just absolutely would not be here without all of you. We do consider you all part of our family, whether you're listening to me today for the first time or you've been following me since day one. We really appreciate all of you. That's what I got for you today on the podcast, folks. This is the ultimate journey of self-care. You are one step closer to living your ultimate life, so make it a good one.